Who's your daddy?
Boom! We are off with another episode of Who's Your Daddy, the podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Alan Snyder, here with my boy, Next Lunar Eclipse. He's an ordained minister for a mass divorce. It's Zach Elias. What's up, buddy?
Nope, Rebbe. I'm an ordained rabbi anyway. If you're wedding, I might as well just go all in.
I'm surprised you didn't do, like, the bullshit $50 online course.
No. If you're not going to pay me, why am I going to pay them?
Who's Your Daddy, the podcast. Yeah. Tuesdays, we do it live. Saturdays, we post it later. Share the episodes. We love when people tune in because we want you to like us, but we kind of want you to hate us at the same time.
I still have your shards literally right in here.
How'd you know I sharded today?
I assumed. You told me about having a hot dog next to you. It's the safe assumption.
People, next time you go to New Jersey and somebody has to pump your gas for you, do us a favor. Tell them about our podcast.
But don't tip them.
Oh, when they do the windshields, I give them a buck. But usually I go, no.
I do my own windshields. With the George Washington Bridge? No windshields. Make it dirtier. That water's brown. I wonder what the rate of return is, because there's a woman that's right by the George Washington Bridge. Every time I get off, she's got the sign. Like, what is she pulling in? Probably more than we make.
We got a great show planned for tonight. Zach Elias, before we get into tonight's episode, why don't you tell everybody what you are drinking?
The final one of the Chun-Li beers. I got a Tsingtao. Last one. Like, I'm out. Exactly. Speaking of pip. Zoe slaughtered the last kid in her sparring. She finally learned how to block. Ate this kid's lunch. Great. Proudest moment of my life. Go on. You. What are you drinking?
I've run out of things that I've bought for my house, but remember when my fridge went tits up maybe like six, 7 months ago? I moved a lot of beer over to my office. I'm like, oh, I probably should start to go through that. So I don't know when this expires.
It's 12:20. My doctor has beer at his office. Jeez.
Here's what I'm going with. It says 06/22/12:24. I'm going to assume that's December 24th of the year 622.
You're done. Eat it. Drink it. Drink the rest.
From the Sarah Nakakakakak Brewery. Ruby Red Ale. It's made with grapefruit.
Is
I despise it.
A red ale? Is it a Ron Katz beer?
No, it's a Ruby Red Ale. This is what you would get Ron Katz, and then he'd go, no, you missed a comma somewhere. Like, this is not what I like.
It's Ron Katz and ruby slippers, like when he goes to the Dorothy party.
This is going to be like a Schonhoffner. It's going to be a grapefruit bullshit ale. It's kind of a little bit of an homage to my wife. Release a Kraken.
My wife or your wife? Because my wife is currently in Atlanta right now on a business trip. I don't really know what she's doing in the ATL, but she's there for 4 days. Zoe is currently at a 2-night sleepover midweek against my will, but I'm a solo man tonight. It's me and the goddamn cat, and I'm doing this.
Zach, I'm a single parent.
I'll light the candle later.
Julia has a bachelorette party that she cannot miss, and I was invited to it as well, because nobody you know, but it was a joint bachelorette, and I was invited as well. It's in Vegas. She left today. What could go wrong other than driving to pick my son up from daycare? I get a call, which is never a good thing. They're never calling to be like, you know, we're really excited to see you in 10 minutes, because I was running on time. Yeah, Milo fell and hit his face on a table. He's a bloody nose. Oh my God. So I go pick him up and I say, so tell me what happened. The lady at the front desk, she goes, you know, it really wasn't that bad. There was barely blood. And I said, you can't be a little pregnant. Was he bleeding or not? They're like,
did he look like he was like Clubber Lang, like at the end of a Rocky One hollow?
It actually wasn't that bad. You could just tell he was in a mood the rest of the night. It really took him a long time to warm up.
Because he's concussed and bloodied up.
Same.
How'd the other kid look? Kumite?
How did he fall? He's been pulling himself up and he missed his grip. I don't know. He's not Alex Hummel.
The hell is Alex Hummel?
You're the worst, Zach. Google it.
No, only Hummel I know is the general from The Rock.
What about the little Hummels that the old ladies collect?
Those things suck.
I didn't get that joke in South Park when they did that episode about like who has the Hummels controls the retirement homes. I have so many patients that have these collections of tchotchkes, and I just want to go in and go, ma'am, nobody cares. Throw the shit away.
Alex Hummel?
Yeah, from the cliff thingy.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I would go on with like Stallone, like Cliffhanger.
I saw that in the theaters. It was so not terrible.
It's terrible? It should have won Best Picture. We'll run over it. No shot. John Lithgow is a tough guy, bad guy? Like, come on.
Where do you learn to talk like him? I want to go to that place.
The third rock from the sun.
Kelsey Grammer and John Lithgow are born and raised in America. I want to go to the town where everybody speaks like them.
We won't let you in.
Yeah. Episode 225. Calling this one Zesty. Mm. Zach, let's play the way you like conversing. What do you think we're talking about tonight?
Zesty. It means somebody gave you a little attitude, a little zhuzh, a little zets.
So you would quickly go immediately towards
a confrontation. Yeah, somebody got a little sporty, got a little zesty.
It's kind of how I would use it. You know, I think we've talked about this on air, but nowadays, if I ever want to describe somebody where I just want to call her a bitch or say something, I have to say sassy. We've been through this. Great. I have a patient I'm working with the other day, and in the middle of our treatment session, she gets a call from her son's school. She has a son who's 10, 11, and she's very defensive of her son. She has to give me this whole backstory, which I won't get into. Thanks. And finally, I just turn and I say, well, what happened? She says, well, my son and this other kid, they haven't been getting along because of a friend that's no longer friends, blah, blah, blah. He comes home and he says, Mom, who cares? This kid's so zesty. And immediately I go, I don't think she's thinking like he gives him attitude. And I go, what does zesty mean? And she goes, oh, you don't know that? It's basically a way of saying,
oh, no, I would never have thought that.
I Googled
zesty it. Zesty could have also been like a fun, good time. Like, yeah, this place is zesty. I've heard someone use that, but like, I've heard it. But I would never go with the light in the loafers.
I don't know, man. I think I'd ever use zesty as like one of the top 500 adjectives I've used for anything other than some pizza. That's
I would use it for a little sport, a little zesty.
That's spicy. But zesty would be negative, right? Like when you're playing softball, you'd be like, oh, I got a little zesty on third base.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. If he was like mouthy or arguing like a call or something like that, zesty.
Yeah. I don't know how big this is going to go. I don't have even time for the talk anymore. And when words like this pop up, and we've had this for generations, what is the phobia of feeling out of touch where I'm genuinely worried? Like there's going to be words I don't know at some point.
Yeah, people but they don't know our words either, like real people's words.
Oh, they don't know English is the problem with your kids.
Exactly. Ridiculous. Although Zoe did tell Jenna that literally, I had to leave when I was dying. She said, Mommy, calm your tits. Like me, in my inflection, I couldn't take it. Then Jenna looked at me for support. I'm gone. I'm done. I'm out.
All right. Doing the Aunt Judy thing. I have an aunt. I love her to death. She thinks her kids are the smartest, funniest kids ever.
That's not smart, but it was funny as hell.
All they do is you learn the timing. And it's like when one time I told Milo a joke. I was being silly. When he was 3 days old, Zach, with the perfect timing, he rolled his eyes. It was just like, oh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, he knows.
But it's just, if a kid repeats something to you, but when they know when to do it, I guess
she
is
knew
more...
when to do it. It was great. Jenna's tits were on fire, though. She was really just nagging her. And so he goes, Mom, come tits. And like, ooh, it was amazing.
I won't go into UFC related anything other than I saw a great meme because you know there are female fighters. And it was, if my fighter is losing in the fifth round, in between rounds, I'm going to tell her, calm down and see how she responds after the round. Maybe laugh.
Good. That's very good.
Segwaying from zesty foods, which I guess doesn't mean what I would ever use it in. Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard of the baseball food convention thing that they all do? Because you know all the stadiums now, they have signature foods and they're trying a lot harder. Have you heard of this or been to it?
No, but Eric sends me a text every time he goes to one.
You've been to a bunch of stadiums other than Shitty Field? Yeah. And when you go, how much do you seek out what the signature dish is with the, ooh, they're cooking this?
Never.
Zero, right?
Like beer.
I'm a beer and eat before the game or after the game type of guy.
But like if they have a beer, they're like, I'll have an old style in Chicago. I'm not going to like, you know, I'll go for their signature, you know, brewski. But like, I'm not going to go get a lobster roll somewhere at a fucking ball game.
At San Francisco, we did get the dungeon crab thing.
I'll tell you that. That's all zesty. San Francisco, and then you go from there? Now you're talking.
My friends are more into it when we do our baseball trips. Again, I really couldn't care so much, but I do know that
what a crowd.
Foods have become such a big part of baseball, which I don't know if that's the point, but I guess they're trying to appeal to...
Food is its own plural. Foods? It's like a fucking situation.
Like three fishes. Do you know I do that sometimes? I say deers, and people look at me like I'm fucking stupid. I'm like, do not get that I'm making fun of Brooklynites.
They're the worst.
Being that the baseball season is in full effect, and as of right now, Zach, both of our teams are worth watching on a nightly basis.
Daily for me. I put them on during the day today.
I also did at work today. As Mullins walked off, I started screaming and my patient goes, what? I go, oh wait, you like baseball?
When Marte hit a home run, I banged my wedding ring on the table because it was loud. I go, get some. And then like half the room looked at me.
The one that was 2 feet below the line?
It got out. I watched it get out. He did this, I did this, and I yelled, get some.
So when I watch the baseball feeds for the Orioles, I don't know who I'm getting. And I've made this comment to some of my guy friends because when the Orioles played...
You're not getting John Sterling.
I have a friend. I literally like texted a person. I go, dude, are you okay? And I'm like, yeah, it's fine. Like, I know people that still really like.
Fuck him.
Okay, real talk. Over under. Does he make Cinco de Mayo?
Nada.
Yeah, no. Nada?
He makes Cinco de Mayo. He's the worst. The A-bomb from A-Rod. I cannot stand this guy.
I hate it. And my friends don't even listen to this podcast anymore. The All Rise call for Judge is pretty good.
I don't like it. I don't like anything he does. But I will throw fist to cuss this one. Says a Walt Frazier's a bad announcer. So, like, you know.
When I turn on these feeds and O's are in Kansas City and I have to listen to the Kansas City guys, they're terrible. Like, they're absolutely terrible. And I texted some of my friends. I go, what's going on with these, like, other baseball? They're like, you don't know how spoiled you are that, like, you and I, definitely the Yankees, and there's some other other teams that are like worth listening to. But even Julia, when we're watching, we're going like, holy shit, this is dead air. This is terrible.
Then why aren't we calling Royals games?
The amount of times that I'll say something and then it repeats it and Julia goes, you know, you should do this. And I just think to myself, you know what my problem would be? I think I would be too punchy, which baseball needs right now.
They need that. They need Euchre, not real Euchre, Euchre from Major League. Take over, Alan. I'm in the bag.
Somebody's going to get... Something that'll get people watching, because basketball, baseball, it's all becoming niche. It's all becoming hockey. It's so bad.
By the way, they don't have drunk announcers anymore. They used to be bombed by the sixth inning. He's out by eyelashes second. He's standing there safe as could be. They'd miss half the calls. They'd be slurring. There were Harry Callis was a Mets. Ralph Kiner fall down drunk for the Mets. Like doubleheaders, these guys are gone.
When I heard the news about Sterling, I turned to Julia to try to explain why this is relevant. Of course, she entertains me enough, which it's nice enough. I basically turned around going, and after like 2 minutes of her not getting it, she goes, so like the Yankees Harry Carey? I go, yeah, exactly. Because she knows it from SNL. She thought Will Ferrell was hysterical. It was really good.
But we were in Chicago, we were doing Harry Carey stuff all weekend, and then out of nowhere, like we made a million Mark Grace references. We see Mark Grace come into like Joe Buck's restaurant. We have a picture of these huge hats off to his lady friends. He's got hands like this. But we were like, the Harry Carey jokes were amazing. Apparently they used to have naked or topless people come in and like bring him a shrimp cocktail or a beer, and he'd go like, oh my god, they're naked. And then it was like, no, Harry, what are you talking about? They're wearing a shirt. They're not naked. Yeah, they're top. They would pretend like he was the only one seeing this. It's incredible. They would torture him.
I've heard a bunch of his stories. I forget where I heard that. Do you hear about the gerbils that they had to read the promo for? Like, no. They used to fuck with him they would have these little postcards and they're like, we would just want to welcome the Baptist Church of 7th Street. And he goes to the next one. He goes, and the Smith family. And then he wrote a bunch of gerbils escaped. He goes, and the Gerbliss family, thanks for coming out. Like, the guy was a consummate professional, which was really amazing. But like, there's so many good stories.
So they don't have those kind of guys anymore.
No. All right, bringing this back to where I wanted to go, keeping with food, keeping with zesting. Mm. I'm watching the Red Sox feed the other day because it was their opening day and the Orioles are playing there. And they bring, you know, by the way, 6:35 baseball. Where do I get more of this? Because the game's being 2 hours. 6:35, it's 9 o'clock and I'm done. It's fantastic. They have the...
11:30.
Yeah, that's a bomb in my.
I love
that into it.
You get a free day off for doing nothing. Great.
Anyways, they bring in the chef for Boston who has to come up with all these different ideas, and he tries. I mean, you watch this gourmet food, and the whole time I'm thinking, I've been to these stadiums. I try the gourmet food. It sits there here for days. It congeals. It's not as good as what you're trying to make it.
Still made by Aramark.
He then takes out the pound cookie, and Zach, there's a cookie that they sell in Fenway that's this big. And you know, my first thought as a Jew is, well, that's $19 of a cookie. I don't want to spend.
Yeah.
And the whole time I'm thinking, what type of that fuck gluttonous people are we that we need a pound cookie? But wait, there's more. Turns out he messed up. That was the half pound cookie. The pound cookie. Zach, it was probably the size of a dinner plate. What are they doing?
Why? Unless you're going to feed a family. Who's eating that? You get a free hat if you finish it.
You haven't taken Zoe to she goes to more Jets games than Mets games, right?
Nah, probably. We've been here about 2 a year. We're taking her first night game coming up. We're going to see the Cardinals with your sassy friend. She's a Cardinals fan.
And a bitch.
Well, there's that. Anyway, we can go to about 3 or 4 Met games a year, give or take. She likes baseball.
Does it cost you a fortune in food when you go there?
Sometimes. I don't know. Jenna pays for that shit. I have no idea what things cost. But like, we have to get a new ice cream helmet every time to like take 2 bites of sprinkles, and then Chubbs over here, I finish it off. No puns.
My boy Rosen Pieces, who took his son.
Well, by the way, a fortune in food? If I go alone, I'm going to have twice that amount in beer. So like, let's call it what it is.
Oh, so you still don't have your food?
No.
You still don't have your beer?
I'll have one or no. Zoe or two. I'm not building that long tower that I have if I'm with you. Yeah, exactly.
So my boy Rosenpenis takes his sons to the game. His son's like 5, 6 years old, and he goes, dude, I don't even care how much the food costs, because he gets cotton candy and ice cream and the pie. He goes, the worst is they have to take the metro to and from. The kid usually vomits on the metro on the way home because he just has so much food. And I'm thinking, they're like, this is terrible.
Ron Katz made it. Listen to the beginning. You got a shout out for his disgusting beer.
It's a red ale. Look, red ale. Red.
Yeah,
there
red.
You go. Hey, Zach, feeling quirky? Eat some jerky.
Okay. Let's go in any order I want. Did you hear this thing? All the obnoxious Yankee bullshit. Swarovski Crystal is making a Swarovski Crystal Yankees hat. Only team that they're making this for. Obscene. $150.
You almost sunk my battleship.
You had that?
No, but you're dangerously close.
Dangerously close.
My number one battleship. You almost sunk.
I don't know how to do this without like you seeing the video. So there was a college game where a pitcher ended the game on a hidden ball trick where he fake threw it it to center field, like missed center, and then tagged the guy out. It was breathtaking. Everybody go watch it. The teams are, I don't know, some college thing. Georgia star. I don't know. We got more. Boban Marjanovic. You know that guy with the big hands and he goes in for the...
Boban. He was in Boban, the Adam Sandler movie. Yeah, I know who he is.
Exactly. There was a thing at the Clippers game that if they scored a certain number of points, every player, every fan would get a free thing of fried chicken. He had one free throw to put them over. He intentionally missed it so that everyone in the place got free chicken. Guy's a hero.
Oh, good for him. And he was the home team.
Yeah, he was the home team. And everyone got free Chick-fil-A.
Unrelated. We never update any story on the show. But remember we talked about the guy with the gambling, the NBA guy? You heard what happened?
Yeah, he's on my list. Banned for life. Hey, Shelby's into this free chicken thing, too. It's her
Shelby,
mom's favorite price.
A.K.A. my riding buddy on Saturday to Maryland.
Ride or die. Mom's favorite price, free. Okay, so I had Jonte Porter banned for life. Lifetime ban. The New York Police Department, those guys, are cracking down on cops wearing shorts. Don't like it.
Macho man.
They should be able to do it. Like, the shorter the better. That'll intimidate some criminals.
I would do it for the joke.
Yeah, it's all there. But, like, the cops want to wear their shorts. I mean, he looks great.
Although, my buddy Cisco, who's a 5'0", I've seen him double dutch in Eastern Harlem in pants.
Okay. I don't know how real this is, but, like, I don't know. God bless the post. Joe Biden suggests his uncle was eaten by cannibals in New Guinea, but military says his World War II plane was lost at sea.
Oh my God.
Need to read much
check
more,
your,
but, like...
Your sources. Are you serious?
New York Post. It sounds like it should be from the Inquirer. They're not that different anymore, but I mean, like, this is going to be our president, maybe. Nike's Caitlin Clark jerseys are not shipping until August in an astounding blunder.
Strangely enough, did you see my post for today's episode?
I did. I was very excited to see that. I don't know how to ask this without being just the worst. Why was there shipping problems? Why do you not buy a Caitlin Clark jersey?
She's a thing. You know, she is going to be to the WNBA what Tiger was to golf. That being said, they've already started with the money discrepancy. Do you know what she's making per year?
Not an endorsement.
$300K.
I heard 75 is the starting for her.
There's no way.
She gets bonuses and stuff, but that's like the base for what she's...
It's crazy.
Nothing.
For who she is.
There was talk of her staying in college to make more money. It's insanity. Would you ever buy a Rebecca Lobo jersey? If I buy you one, would you wear it?
Did I lose a bet?
No.
Do you know when I would? Honestly,
you were a Lobo.
Oh, I already have an outfit for Milo's birthday, and it is zesty.
Orange and blue tuxedos?
No. If I ever had a daughter that was into females, I would. I would definitely. Yeah, absolutely.
That's your criteria? Lesbian daughter you have to have to wear the jersey?
Not a lesbian daughter. If a girl that was into sports and she
you
wanted
said
to
into
go...
females.
No, I said into women's... In my head, it was women's basketball.
And what you said is essentially you have to have a lesbian daughter to wear a Rebecca Lobo jersey.
I told you, dude. I couldn't care if I have a lesbian trend. It does not matter. As long as it's not a Steelers fan, that's my only criteria. I will cause so many therapy sessions if my kid comes down and goes, you know, I've been thinking more about that Ben Roethlisberger, and maybe... I'm like, no, you're done.
Poster on his wall. Anyway. Husband's groomsman gave the most disgusting wedding gift ever. Everyone's laughing, but I'm still in shock, says the wife. He gave...
Herpes?
Worse. Gave? How do I even say this? It was an ashtray and coasters made out of his toenail.
No.
One
oh, my
fell
God.
On the floor. Yeah. Needs to have found another one lurking inside a paper bag. Nope.
Did he glue it together? Or was this
he
one of those like they used
like
it?
He made it as like a gag gift, as like a revenge thing for the guy.
I'm calling bullshit.
Do you have any idea
how many nails you would need to make a coaster? No
challenge,
way.
Challenge accepted. I'm going to mix a few of them into that menorah thing I got in there.
Oh.
Okay. In the vein of the booth from The Sopranos going for a shocking amount of money.
And the Titanic thing we talked about.
This is all the appetizer to the greatest auction of all time. OJ's Bronco is being sold.
How much? We should buy it. I don't care. Doesn't matter. I'll sell it to him.
Owned, by the way, by Al Cowlings. So there's that. Get him to sign it. They want at least 1.5. That doesn't sound so stupid.
$1,500? I could do that. Yeah, I could swing it.
Holy 1.5? If I was stupid rich? Yeah. I mean, you drive that thing. Game used Bronco. You can't. It's incredible. It's just incredible. No one's pulling you over. You're the fucking man if you buy that thing.
I think I talked to you about this before, but there's like a new trend of people wearing these like retro shirts with old sports cars and things. I think I told you one time I had a patient who didn't speak a ton of English, was wearing a white Bronco t-shirt. And I was like, really? A white Ford Bronco?
It's incredible.
And she had no idea. Just none. Strange. Didn't they bring it back last year? Maybe. I don't think
it didn't look the same. It didn't.
What? Didn't have the gloves and the murder in it?
It would have to all of that. But like, I would be so scared to like put a dent in it. I'd drive it so slowly. Julie. Be like meticulous like a kid.
That's what I'm doing with Julia's car right now. Don't get me started. She didn't want her new brand new car sitting at the train station. So she has my car sitting there. Hey, we'll talk off air.
BMW.
A car that took 2 years to get. You had to get on a wait list for her.
She bought a Tesla.
No, nicer.
A Rivian.
Anything else, Zach?
Brazilian woman brazenly wheels elderly man's corpse into a bank to co-sign a loan for her. Then she yells, "Uncle, are you listening?" She yelled at the dead guy to get a loan. I mean, it's all there.
Just start shaking his hand.
Yeah, it's just incredible. Week in the 30s.
He's dead. He's absolutely dead.
He's in the wheelchair. He's gone.
Oh my God.
And does,
but how fast did she have to do that before he started decomposing?
I don't know, but what do you think the loan was for? How much?
Oh, not a lot. I'll say $6,000 American.
$3,400.
Yeah. That's all they want. They don't want a lot of money.
That's what I got. That one had me on the floor.
Wow. I have a Pichadu candidate that's a quick thinker that surprised me. So I give credit to that girl. Hey, Zach, what you watching?
I finished on my own after Jenna bailed the regime. She made the right move. It was awful.
The regime?
Good. Yeah, exactly. That would have been a lot better. That's what I'm watching tonight. The regime with the... No, it was terrible. We're watching Yellowstone. Getting good.
Getting good.
And I'm watching a lot of Met games. They're getting good, too. Yeah. I want to jinx it, but like, starting pitching be damned. Nobody's got any. The guys who are good are all hurt. The guys we thought were good get shelled. So flame on, including your guy from the Israel team who I picked up for a day, Dean Kramer.
He's terrible. He's not very good. But meanwhile, who I thought you were talking about? You see your boy from the Bronxville, Harrison Bader, rocking a Am Yisrael Chai on his belt?
Harrison Bader's good.
Did you see that or no?
No, I didn't see the Chai.
Hey, not a nice Jay, but he's rocking like I'm with Israel all over him.
Which he married to a Jay? Did he surprise you? Convert like Domantas Sabonis? He's a Jay.
Really?
He converted his poor father. Arvidas is probably plotting.
We watched highlights from last night's playing game this morning while we were kind of like stalling to get ready. We're watching the NBA. They're all fucking massive. And Julia turns to me and goes, "Oh my God, that white guy is huge. He is so much bigger than everybody else." I'm like, yes, he is.
Meanwhile, Ron Katz with a fathead reference. Just chef's kiss. I heard that in forever.
Somebody the other day told me about a fathead. That was pretty funny.
That's fantastic. So Samantha, we'll throw it in there. What'd she get? You can. He won't say it. You say it. A Ferrari Testarossa?
What am I watching?
Or why not?
I made a little bit of a mistake, but I'm going to go ahead and tell you to watch this. Probably with Jenna. It is 7 30-minute episodes trending on Netflix. Want to watch something different? Want to watch something you've never seen before?
Great.
It's called Baby Reindeer, which I effectively am now calling Jackson Holiday because the shoe fits. Okay.
Here we go.
Zach, 7.
Are you rock hard for this guy?
Yeah, except a 1-for-28 will really settle you down a little bit.
Yeah.
Zach, this show, Baby Reindeer, there's only one way to describe it. It's cringy. It's tragic. It's dark comedy. But you know how they always pitch shows in Hollywood? It's Fleabag meets the show You. We only saw the first 3 episodes, which it's meant to be like a laugh out loud, but you're kind of laughing at them. And I recommend it to every single patient that I had. And then it got so goddamn dark after that I now have to go back to my patients and go, you should stop after the 3rd episode. It gets really real. But it's how many times you watch a show and you're like, I've seen this. Just let me know if they end up together. It's like nothing you've ever seen, I promise.
All right. I'm into that. I'll get rid of that. I'll wait for Jenna. I'm going to watch David Tell tonight. I got nothing else to watch.
You're welcome.
He's for me. I love David Tell.
Oh my God. Zach, pop a gummy and enjoy. I'm telling you.
A friend of mine from Boston, like, they said, like, who's Zach like? He goes, David Tell. That was what he went with about to describe me. I've never been complimented in my life.
Pichadu of the week. I have 11 candidates.
That's be Samantha if she doesn't take the car in there. Come on, let's go.
Some of them are not so good, so just bear with me. Remember. Good news, funny news that I saw. Candidate number 1. They're now making an everything bagel and cream cheese ramen.
No, Nishkit.
The real question is, who's the Pichadu?
Cadillac.
Wow.
Thank you.
Who's the Pichadu in this story? You know who it is?
Driving a Cadillac.
The test subjects that had the everything bagel ramen went, yeah, this is great. This is going to sell.
It was good.
Absolutely disgusting. Saw that. I can't believe that. With all the success that Margot Robbie had with this Barbie movie, you know there's just going to be more of the same shit, right? What is she now making? A Monopoly movie.
I'm in. Who's your character?
The dog or the hat.
Oh, well, that's terrible.
I don't have a choice. I play with my nephew twice a night when I go see him. I don't care. I just try to get it over. Try to get it over as quickly as possible, Zach.
I'm the shoe, and I will throw down if I don't get the shoe.
Okay, good luck that. Can number 3. Can somebody please either just raise the prices a lot or put them out of business? The USPS is now upping their price on stamps. Zach, how much is a stamp right now?
54 cents.
68 cents is jumping up from 73 cents a stamp. Here's my question. Because
they should just go 69 cents. Like, make yours a chuckle if we're going to pay for it.
68 to 73. I don't understand. Literally, just make it $2 or just be done with this.
Make it free. Just raise our taxes slightly and make it free.
I couldn't agree more with you. When it comes to mailing anything, this is like an office space. If you raise everybody's taxes 0.0001%, it'll cover everything.
second. A friend of my sister's, who's now a very successful dentist, when she was like six, didn't have enough, like, they raised postage on her, she didn't have a forever stamp. She taped a nickel to the thing with the stamp and it got there. Now, no, these kids get ahead. That's how kids get ahead.
Did they take the nickel off?
No, they left it. They left the nickel.
I think they just really didn't care.
No, they didn't. They found it charming or fun because they're a kid, but like pretty smart.
The post office has literally been a verb. They went postal.
You're not supposed to tip your postman? That's insane.
Oh, I know that's a thing. And like, I have
tipped. The city too? You don't need cities. You're supposed to slip a 20 into your thing.
Zero times have I toasted.
0.0.
Never.
And zero times, zero money.
Candidate number four, Allen Iverson, affectionately known as AI, was honored with a statue outside of, couldn't even tell you what the stadium's called now. It used to be the Wachovia. It's now something else.
Yeah, Wells Fargo Center.
They gave him a statue. Now, he wasn't the tallest guy, but even AI was probably in his height, like 5'10", 5'11".
I met him. He's about 5'10". I played against him actually one time.
Oh my God, next week.
It took 2 seconds, but sure. Next week.
How big was the statue that they put of him outside of the arena?
10 feet.
Going the wrong way.
Was it like Webster? Was it like this tiny little thing?
I don't have exact measurements, but I can tell you that it came up to about his hip and he could look down at it. If it was more than 2.5 feet, it looks like you're looking at it and you're going like, huh? That's really weird.
They didn't win with him though. He took him to the finals, but that's, you got to cast a check to get a statue.
Keeping with food themes, maybe it's just a sign of what I'm looking at these days on the Instagram. I saw a great hack for macaroni and cheese. They basically said, don't boil the noodles. Just throw all the shit in there. You just basically make the milk, the water, the cheese, the butter, just throw it all in there and mix it at the same time. It'll come out way better. And I thought to myself, huh, that's interesting, because normally I boil, drain, re-add stuff. Maybe I'll try it their way. And then they finished it off with, you put it on your plate, squirt some ketchup on it, and you have a perfect meal. And I went, wait,
they lost credibility.
They did. Is this a thing? Am I the dummy?
The Midwest puts ketchup on anything. It's like a currency out there. If it's at Old Bay, you'd have had a belt around your neck.
Oh, wait, I assumed we were putting Old Bay on this already. I don't understand though, because I get like tomato soup and cheese and stuff, but ketchup on your mac and cheese? Nishkeet, right?
Ketchup belongs on a burger and fries and almost nothing else.
Oh, it's a big moth. I get it.
Silence of the Lambs in there.
Okay. I don't know who the genius or the idiot in this story is. There was a man that had a life sentence in jail that died and then was revived back to life. And he is now taking his argument to court that he served his life sentence because he died once.
I like it. What did he do?
Aided and abetting. I have no idea.
I think he's right. He beat the system. Revive him. What do they give a shit?
You're in jail for, they have to. It's the life state. The same way where they were just experimenting with injecting like nitrogen in people to see if they kill them. Like, well, it's too cruel. You're going to die. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, what do you give a shit?
Okay. I had no idea.
I like the moxie.
Do you know what this is? You got to give this guy, he gets to go and then you change the rules, right? It's like the Tuck
rule. You name the rule after him.
Right.
The Snyder rule.
With me with this. Oh my God. I want to die and do that. That would be so good. Summer Olympics are coming up. The U.S. track and field men and women have released their unis. I'm not even going to call them
wearing Trump shoes.
They're unitards or whatever that means. Zach, they should be see-through.
You could say that, but I can't say the other thing. Unitard? I mean, like, come on, man.
Isn't that just like a leotard, but it's one thing? I'm not calling them anything.
You said what you said, but like, all right, yeah, go on.
The feet, you should see these things. Nothing for the imagination at all. It is straight porn. I don't get it. It just brings me back to like when a comedian is on stage, you want to see what they're doing, not what they look like. I saw these uniforms. I'm like, I can't see anything other than tits and ass on the men and the women.
Oh, the dong just flying. Yeah.
Well, it's compressed, so it's more like a toad.
But they're using for the pole vault.
The guy just takes it. Oh, sir, I got my own, actually. I'll be okay.
Crosby flop.
I'm surprised this next story didn't make bigger news. I really hate that the Yankees go with this holier than thou. We hold ourselves to a standard with our pinstripes, with our mustache. Did you see Nasty Nestor the other day do a pump fake when he was pitching?
No.
He effectively goes up, holds it for like, I don't know, 2 seconds, takes the ball out of his glove, fakes the pitch, puts it back in his glove, and finishes and throws. It's not a ball because nobody was on base. What in the George Steinbrenner is happening?
I hate all of that fake stuff. I hate when Kershaw does it. He's got like this. He's balks every time, but it's consistent. But he balks every time. I don't like any of the deception crap. I don't like when they like Neymar's penalty shot shit. I don't like when hockey does it. When you start your motion, you finish your motion.
I did kind of think it was funny when Johnny Cueto used to do that like look back, 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 and then throw. The amount of times that he got crushed. I'm going to send you this video of Nestor Cortez and you're going to go, like, he actually takes the ball out of his glove and goes like a pump fake and puts it back in. While his leg, I thought it was ridiculous. Okay. Talking about somebody who had the wherewithal to think of something immediately. Sunday nights, we get together with some Zoom. We kind of watch the games together because we just sync crank it up because it's just easier. It's because baseball is the only thing you could put on TV, hit it on mute. It doesn't matter. Manny Machado crushes a ball in Dodger Stadium. It's clearly a home run. The fan goes up with the glove, catches it, hands the ball off, puts it in his pocket, takes another ball out, and throws it back. It was like one smooth motion. They went back to this guy no less than 6-7 times. They even then went interviewed him. He's getting the call of like, what? I'm on TV right now? Genius or who fucking cares?
Who fucking cares? And don't bring a ball anticipating that shit. If you're going to throw it back, throw the actual one back. It has no value. Yeah. Oh, I caught a Manny Machado home run ball in a meaningless game. Hello, eBay. Come on. You're the boy, OJ's Bronco. If you're going to throw it back, throw the actual thing back. Don't bring a fake ball. I'm stupid. And don't encourage this idiot. I don't like any of it. The OJ Bronco.
Cannon number 10 this week was
UFC. By the way, UFC. I think 1-2 gets it though.
UFC 300 this past weekend, which I won't go on. There were some great things. I sent you the two clips that were the best thing.
They were good.
Anybody I've talked to was like, oh my God, this is trending. This was amazing. But they were good. There was another
trending
guy.
Trending meaning you texted four people?
No, the amount of people that don't follow UFC and know I do, they're like, did you see that guy? One of my patients called him a Korean guy. I said, he's Hawaiian. He was wearing floral shorts. But that's okay.
Made with a model.
Guy who opens up the pay-per-view card. He's from Mexico. I'm going to spell his last name. It's L-O-P-E-S. Diego
Lopez.
It's Lopes. He's from Mexico. Meanwhile, the guy has the best haircut ever. He literally looks like an undercover cop who's going back to high school. And you're like, something's not adding up here. Anyway, on his chest says, dream, believe, and make it happen. They interview him after the fight. Not a word of English. Not a single fucking word. And this is written like,
so is that
maybe
the same thing as like a Japanese tattoo and hoping for the best?
Have you ever seen a Japanese tattoo that was 3 inches, like it took up his whole fucking chest. I'm going, this guy doesn't speak English.
Gutsy.
I couldn't get that one. But my number one, I hate to bring it back to baseball. We're not a baseball show. The Yankees are selling at their stadium. You can bring your blank jersey and they will sell you a $15 star insurance patch so you too can look like the authentic advertisements that the team has on the field.
Out of here. Oh, nobody does that.
Oh, no way. That's definitely a thing.
Who the hell wants to? I'd rather have my business card on there.
I don't get it. Sure. I don't get it.
Although I do have a soccer jersey. It says Betways on it. So what the hell do I care?
Shelby just sent me a picture of Ann watching the 76ers and the Heat right now for the right to get stomped by the Knicks.
Is it his hand down his pants like Al Bundy?
Booze, your daddy, the podcast. Thanks for listening to tonight's episode. We're going to keep doing the Zach Chag Sameach to you and your family. What is your favorite part of Passover?
When it's over. I like, when I do the Seder, I like the plagues because you get to like bark them out and like, whoa. Fire. Yeah, we all do it like my grandfather does it.
Dom's Fardea.
We all do the plagues like my grandfather's in his voice. And we do it the same way he did it. It sort of become a thing. Killing of the firstborn.